Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. Each and every week, we get a chance to talk to our head coach, Raheem Morris. This is an interesting week, to say the least, because we now know the extent of our quarterback's injury, Michael Penix Jr. Coach, welcome in, first and foremost. We want to start there because Mike and I have been spending a lot of time on this. I want to ask you, as it's being reported, that Michael Penix needs reconstructive ACL surgery, despite it being a partial tear. Can you elaborate on this?
Sure. You never want to jump the gun on any of these things, you know, so you never really want to answer. It's kind of like when you slow play from the beginning before you get the second opinion and all those type of things. He has a partially torn ACL. You know, they're going to go in, they're going to take the ACL and repair the ACL, which means reconstructive surgery on the ACL injury. You know, the thing you do, these, the reason you do this is so you can avoid worst injury possibly to the young man and do it in a timely fashion so he can be ready to go in a timely fashion as quickly as possible. And we feel great about it. We feel great about the decision from the doctors. We feel great about the decision from the second opinion and all the things, that steps that you had to go through before you make those decisions and put it out there and tell people, because you want those things to be done the right way and you want to handle those things obviously with soft gloves. And the way we're doing it, with the expectations of getting Michael back even better and stronger and faster, and some of the things that he's already shown us from his 2020 knee injury on the other knee.
Right.
And now what's happening with this one, and we got a lot of confidence that he can be able to bounce back and give us great play and give us great, you know, time off and be ready to come back, if that makes sense.
I mean, we talked about going back to the summer and just what a leader he is on the team. We talked about that scrap with the Titans. And, you know, I saw how he almost looked disconsolate talking to Dave Archer after the loss in Berlin, because he, you know, wears his heart on his sleeve. And to be up 14 points in this game, and he's 13-16, it's just, he just, I mean, we're all pulling for the kid, but he's got to be lower than low.
So I think last week was a big time week for him in his growth and his maturity and his development. You know, we came off the heartbreaking loss in Berlin, and he was visibly shaken and upset. And he had a week of preparation where he's able to talk to all of us across the building in the organization about, you know, having a hands-on approach and how do you handle those things and how do you be more involved with our offense. And last week, to watch him go and execute and to come in the offices and be able to sit down and talk to a bunch of different people about a bunch of different things and really grow, and then to watch it start to come to life in that first half. You know, he went down three times in a row, scored three straight touchdowns, came out in the second half, and unfortunately that's when the injury happened and wasn't able to return. But you felt like that was going to be a turning point for him, you know, and hopefully, obviously, with him, that would be our football team.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, got hurt, you know, but, like, I don't want that growth and that development to get lost and lose sight of that. And for me, I was more just hurt for the kid. I was more hurt for him. I was more hurt for the experience that he has to go through and having to go through that again. But he is a tough dude, man. He is he is meant for this. He's made for this. He'll bounce back, and he'll be ready to go. And we can't wait to get him back. But in the meantime, we got to go out there with Kirk Cousins and get a win.
Let's talk about Coach making plays. We look at these games, especially the last few, and literally we're a few plays away. I know it doesn't mean anything because we didn't win. But I got to ask you this, because partly as we see this and we view this, is you call a play, not you, but Zach. Let's just use as an example. The guy is open. You throw it to him. He misses the ball. Play's there to be had. We don't execute. And that gets back to, for many people, is that coaching or is that just players not making plays? And a lot of this has been, well, coaching is a part of that. And I'm just curious, how do you view that? Because it feels like for the last few weeks, that's kind of been our lot in life. Play's there to be made. We don't make it. But yet, it comes back to bite us. And a lot of people are wondering, like, what's the deal? Why are our guys not making those plays? It's football. But the other side of it is, how much of it is coaching?
You know, you take it, you never point fingers in this game. So the coach is always going to say there's something you can do better, you know, timing, detail, discipline, whatever the case may be on the route concept, whatever it is. And the player's never going to point the finger at the coach. They're always going to say they got to catch that ball, they can make that play, they can do those things. So, like, I think the whole thing is just the accountability of it all and all working together and being able to come together to make those plays. And, like, you just mentioned it. You know, we got a bunch of different opportunities out there with a bunch of different people, and those things have to happen. And you have to make those plays. And there's sometimes where the person that's taking the blame is absolutely right. And then there's other times he's not. But you got to have the love and the feeling that you want to have a way of helping every single person. And, like, when I'm talking about our guys, when I'm talking about our guys in place, I take all of that. Like, I got to be able to help those guys make those plays and get a chance to make them do it better. And why can we do it better? Giving them more reps, giving them more opportunities. How can you make those opportunities even better? Make it more competitive. Make it as hard as you can possibly make it. And, like, you're always going to wear it on your sleeve. And with whoever dropped the ball, whoever didn't make the play, they're always going to wear it on their sleeve. And I think that's the signs of, like, the people you want to be around, the kind of character that you bring in the building.
Talking with Raheem Morris, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios. And we've talked about this with you before, but for guys that are new to the show, didn't hear it, your involvement on game day, you coach defense, you know secondary. When you're seeing a guy like Bryce Young just lighting us up, are you leaning into Brick and the assistants going, hey, we got to – what's going on here? Are you giving input because you're seeing things going south?
So was the tale of two halves, right? You came out and it wasn't lighting you up. You were actually doing a great job of shutting them down, keeping it calm, and then there was some explosive plays happens. And that was the game of explosive plays. Made a big play at the end of the half. We ended up holding the three. Big explosive play to get down and holding the three. You come back out in the second half and they make a couple explosive plays that shouldn't happen. And it's based on getting tired, discipline, some calls. It's the same thing we just talked about. Like, it's all over the place. So you can be able to talk about those things with them. And, like, we got, like, an accountable group. So, like, if it was a player's fault, that player was able to say it, communicate it right away. When it was a coach's fault or a bad call, there's no shock around that either. So, like, when we are on that side of the ball and you're fighting, you did see a couple of great plays. There were too many explosives given up to allow them to get that many yards passing down the field. I mean, the two big fourth down stops at the end of the game, in those crutch situations, we turned the ball over on a kickoff and they were able to go out there and get a four and out. I mean, there were some dynamic moments. So you can't say you were in the second half feeling desperate the whole time, but one too many big plays, particularly in the passing game, and that can't happen.
Coach, I'll be damned. We're second in sacks in the league. And it's something I know you heard when you got the job, and we talked about, oh, we got to get the quarterback. We got to get the quarterback. We're getting the quarterback. How frustrating is it to you to see that number and to see the guys and the effort, but yet we're not getting the results? Because that's something everybody wanted to see more of, and we're doing it.
It's time. And it's our time. And we got to go out there and get it done. And, like, I say this to you a million times. I've told you this a million times. Stats is for losers.
Not that one, Coach. And we're second in sacks. Coach, we hadn't been second. But we hadn't been second in sacks in forever.
It is what it is. We need more wins.
Correct.
You know, we need more wins, and that's the stat that matters. And, like, we have to go get it done. And that's a nice stepping stone. That's a nice step that we've taken when it comes to those things. But we need better, and we have to have better across the board.
What do you think's missing there, Coach? I mean, like, the sacks are not – a lot of people think that translates to what you're talking about, wins, right? You're getting more sacks, you're getting off the field, all the things. You're getting off the field on third down. What's missing there, in your opinion?
You got to make the moment. You got to play the play at the moment. We just talked about the big explosive plays, and, like, if you take away one of those big explosive plays or two of them, you're talking about a different result. And, like, you don't know which play it's going to be, but that's how our game is played. That's what the game is every single week.
When you have a conversation, anyway, the private conversation with Arthur Blank, and we have not heard from Mr. Blank on this season yet, but, I mean, this is something we talked about a few weeks ago with you, and I said, why don't you yell at some of these guys? You said, that's not your style. But do you feel there's some bad habits are creeping in when it comes to execution? Have you ever felt the need to maybe pull somebody, sit them, send a message to the team? Is that just not, you don't feel it's worth that smoke, or that's just not your style?
We pulled a bunch of people, you know. We've sat a bunch of people. You know, we've done all those things. You know, we're just not the ones that openly tell you about it. You know, like, if you creatively find out what happened and you're able to get into the deep weeds of how you go about your business and how you go out there and you make those changes, because everybody's going to be needed. There's different areas of the football field where people got to play, and it's going to be done in the most respectful fashion, in my opinion, because we got to go out there. We're going to need everybody at some point. These things happen across the board every single day. And these things have to be handled with straight, open conversations. And, like, you know, where communication lacks, you know, that's where negativity fills the void. And, like, there's not a guy in the building that can tell you that they don't know exactly where they stand on a daily basis and how we're going to go about our business and how we're going to try to plan to win.
So why are these guys clutch?
You know, that's what you got to have. You know, you got to make those plays. You got to be clutch. You got to have those moments. You know, like, you're not saying anything that's not the truth. You know, that hadn't happened in the last couple of weeks. You know, we could talk about all the plays where in just in the last 3 weeks where we could have won the football game if we make them. You know, we have to make those plays. And, like, that's got to happen. We need those plays to be made.
Coach, how does this offense look different with Kirk back as a starter? When I say that, more play action, more of him under center, less pistol? I don't know. I'm asking from that standpoint, does it look that much different?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay.
Right? So, like, you got to do all those things that he's done well in his past. You got to do all those things that you know he's capable of doing. And, like, he's been an up and under center quarterback for most of his career. He's done some things in the pistol, obviously, with us. Obviously, when he's under the center, he can opens up play action for him that way. He's been of a keeper guy. But you want to do some things that he can do and some things that he's going to do well, right? And, like, we can do all of those things with him. And, like, we'll go out there. What he's done really well for us since he's been here when he got us to a 6-3 record is he was peppering completions all over the field, peppering to a point of a record. And, like, he can go out there and win in a bunch of different ways, but, like, we got to go out there and cater to him and do what he does best, and our football team's ready to do that.
How's the receiver core? How's Mooney? I mean, who's the next man up? Because we know Drake is likely not going to go at all, maybe 2 weeks for Drake.
You know, obviously, we need Mooney. You know, we need Mooney to go out there and make some plays for us. We need him to go out there and do a bunch of different things for us in order to win. You know, obviously, David Seals has stepped up for us in a big way, not just with all the receptions, but really with all the things he's able to do and move around and get some of the blocking things going on. So he'll be called upon with Drake being out and doing all those type of things for us. And then, obviously, Bijan. Bijan is always – he's called on to do everything, right? So he'll be called on to do some of those things in Kyle Pitts. You know, Kyle Pitts has to step back up and do a bunch of major part of his job, and we'll expect those guys to do those things. We got playmakers across the board, and Ty Lajeer and a bunch of different guys that can go out there and make plays for us, and we'll call some other people on. And like we just talked about, there'll be people that have to be called up to make those plays, and people that have to be called up and be put in those clutch situations. You got to be clutch.
With the injuries, will you rely or lean on Bijan more?
You know, you always lean on Bijan, so it's hard to say you're going to lean on him more, you know, but you definitely want to go out there and figure out how to get him the ball, get him his touches. That's always going to be first and foremost in the game plans.
Right.
And then other than that is how do you complement that with Tyler, and then how do you get the ball to all your playmakers down the field and to be able to create some of those explosives, because those explosives really have you get down the field. Like, you know, the thing that we've cleaned up the biggest in the last 3 weeks is our red zone offense and being able to score touchdowns. I think we were 6 of 6 or whatever it's been, and you got to get down there more. So, like, let's find a way to do those things. We were close on third down last week before Mike went out until we hit skid row in the second half kind of with the third downs. But, like, you know, we had the ability to go out there and clean up some of that stuff and, like, let's go show it again and get this win.
5 or 6 plays every game. You've talked about it. Arch has talked. We've talked about it. If we can get those plays, and that's – it gets back to – by the way, have you talked with Terry – what's your conversation with Terry Fontenot? Because the perception is you guys are attached at the hip and things have to improve.
I was going to ask which one. you know, Terry and I definitely communicated at a very high level about everything. You know, we communicate about all the things that's happening. You know, right now, obviously, the big conversation this week has been the quarterback. Obviously, the big conversation has been, you know, how are we going to take care of the quarterback? You know, what's going to be the plans moving forward with the quarterback when he comes back? Because he's going to come back strong, and how, you know, how we want to make sure he's still developing throughout the whole process. You know, obviously, there's going to be some downtime. There's going to be some downtime there, but obviously, you know, how do we keep that ship rolling with the quarterback being out? And not talking about just the Kirk Cousins things. Obviously, that's the obvious part for him. But how are we going to maintain Michael staying sharp, Michael being well in tune with everything. So the communication with him, communication with his agent, all the people that are involved, you know, all the doctors that are involved in those things. So that's been a major thing that we've obviously talked about the last couple of days. So, there's not a thing we don't talk about. So you can pretty much chalk that for everything.
A few more questions, Coach, before we let you go about New Orleans. Before we get to that 5-game losing streak, what's it like in the building and what you expect to learn about your team?
You know, I don't there is a 5-game losing streak. But you wouldn't know walking through the building because, you know, there's just a bunch of guys that are accountable that are not allowed to happen. And that's coaches and players alike, you know, and the people in the building. You know, this is not that type of place. You know, this building is built on, you know, tough, you know, people first mentality. And that comes all the way from the top. So, like, when we get a chance to go out there and participate in the practice field or participate in the game, like, it's going to be everything that we got all for each other. And I think that's a major part of how this building works.
You know, we don't like New Orleans. You know this rivalry well. Doesn't matter what our record is, what their record is, your expectations heading into Sunday with a team that, you know, again, records don't matter, right? They're going to show up and they're going to play us hard. What do you think about this New Orleans team and what you've seen so far on tape?
You know, obviously we don't like them, like you just said. I mean, that's there's no secret there. A bunch of people you respect.
Sure.
You know, obviously, just based on everything they've done, done a nice job with the new coaching staff. They've been able to go out there and really build things the right way and get guys going on. And, you know, the young quarterback is playing well, or getting better, I should say.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's a big process of it as well. The defense got some savvy vets on it that's been out there, and they've been coached by Brandon Staley, so we know that defense well, and some of the people over there coaching that defense got respect for those guys. They're going to come in and want to play. We're going to go there, and we got to play. And we don't like them, and it's no secret.
Hey, you get a bounce. Is Divine Diablo, can we expect to see him on Sunday?
Back, man. Let's go.
Oh, good to hear.
Divine Diablo.
Yeah, you guys are slipping, man.
Oh, man. Hey, man. We've been waiting for a minute.
Our energy's a little low right now.
We've been waiting for a minute. Look, man, this Penix thing, you know the deal. I mean, we're just all working through it.
I hate it for the kid. Because
yeah,
the timeline,
man. Tell me about it. Yeah,
you know, everything
else.
Yeah,
that's great.
he said, tell me about it.
You hate it for the kid. That's awesome.
I hate it for
I feel bad for you.
He's a great kid.
Raheem Morris.
Well, we feel bad for you. Go get a dub.
Appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.